Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Let me do these. I see you've got something.
I don't.
Oh.
I mean, I do, but I don't want to.
Okay. Well, let's do the Bottle Rock thing first, yeah. Then we can explore.
We don't.
Bottle Rock. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Sellers. This is the best. Of all those festivals, this is the one. Bottle Rock Napa Valley, the first taste of summer. It's returning this year, May 23rd through the 25th. And now we've got your chance to win a pair of 3-day festival passes to Bottle Rock. They got single day passes on sale now. But right now we've got 3-day festival passes that you can win. This is amazing. Just text the word beautiful. B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L. Beautiful. Text beautiful to our contest line, 20357. That's beautiful. 20357. To 20357. Headliners are Green Day, Justin Timberlake, Noah Kahan, Benson Boone, and many, many more. This hour's code word is beautiful.
It's going to be incredible.
Incredible.
Cannot wait.
Now, why is your jaw hanging
well,
down?
Well, no, I don't really want to sidetrack the show, but what I was looking at was we all have Instagrams, and you yes. can follow me at Vin Hassan, V-I-N-H-A-S-S-O-N. And I was looking at my notifications and saw that I had a few new followers, which is always nice. Hello, Pedro, and hello, the Urban Garden SF, and hello, Ms. Shermanator.
Oh, the Shermanator.
And she is, so I looked at her and went, oh. You know how so there's a little teeny...
Yeah, like a little thumbnail
thing.
Right?
Okay, so she's a blonde lady, so I clicked on it and went, whoa, she's a hot blonde lady.
Oh,
good. And she's Italian.
Oh, hey, oh, wow. How you doing? Oh,
sure. And then there's a word in there that says viaggiatrice, which might not be the way you say it, but I went, okay, let me look that up. And it's Italian for traveler or voyager.
Oh, interesting.
And then I looked at our friend over here and was like, whoa. Hubba hubba.
Oh.
You may.
She didn't unfriend me, I don't think.
Well, maybe
oh,
she.
Oh, so you're looking for, so you're saying it's an Italian lady who likes to travel and we're going to throw her Maddie's
way. I wasn't going to say any of that, but then I, of course, my face says everything that I'm trying not to hide.
Yeah, you don't have a poker face.
And I'm just, yeah. There I am. It's now on the air. I didn't mean to, Mrs. Shermanator or whatever that says, but thank you for following me and I will. I'll show you later.
Yeah, you by the follow way, me too. I will not bother you with posts. Hey, can you shut that door?
Oh, by the way, the links to all of our candles are on the Alice Instagram. So in case you
wanna, like on the bio
page? Yeah, it's on the bio page. It's right on the front page there. Just follow. And I know Vin and I post a lot. Sarah, not so much. But
sometimes I do.
Getting better.
I'm not getting better. I'm not getting worse for sure. And, you know, just rest assured, I'm not going to be bugging you. Sometimes I do put up like little secrets. Like I have definitely used my Instagram to get, you know, beta testers for my game or like if there's a little secret thing that I need, you know, listeners to, and people jump right on. You know who you are. Love you. Okay. So I'm going to get in. I just want to jump into this and reiterate. There are fires, you have probably heard, and they've been trying to put this big concert fundraiser event together. And it looks like they've worked out a lot of these details. It's turning into something really amazing. It's called Fire Aid. All one word, Fire Aid. The Fire Aid concert includes Lady Gaga, Green Day, Billie Eilish, as of right now, by the way. I'm looking at Red Hot Chili Peppers, Katy Perry, Joni Mitchell, which usually means that Brandi Carlile will be there too. Gwen Stefani, Sting, Lil Baby, Pink, Dave Matthews and John Mayer, who are going to perform together, apparently. Earth, Wind & Fire, Gracie Abrams, Jelly Roll, Rod Stewart, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, Tate McRae, and tons of more people. There's going to be all kinds of stars who get up there and make appeals for money. This is a huge fundraiser, and it's a ticketed event, and it's happening at both the Intuit. Hold on, let me find this exact thing. The Intuit Dome and the Kia Forum. So apparently these two giant indoor venues, you know, they were like domes, they're right next to each other, and they're going to be, I don't know if you'll be able to go in between them or you have to buy tickets for one side or the other or how all that will work, but it's going to happen on January 30th at both of these places at the same time. And then for those of us who aren't down in LA, we will be able to, it's in Inglewood, I guess those are both located. They're going to be streaming it everywhere. So you're going to be able to see this.
What date did you just say?
January 30th.
It's 2 weeks.
It's a Thursday night.
Wow. They're going to put all this together in 2 weeks. Wow.
Ticket sales and donations that are collected during the concert will be, they're saying, quote, will be distributed for short-term relief efforts and long-term initiatives to prevent future fire disasters throughout Southern California. The other places you can see this are Netflix, Amazon, Apple, and Paramount. They're all partnering up to broadcast the concert. And it looks like it's also going to stream on Netflix's YouTube channel. So if you don't have Netflix, but you subscribe to YouTube, maybe you can get it that way. And you can make a donation because this is what this whole thing is about. There, you know, let's raise as much money as we possibly can. FireAidLA.org. So FireAidLA.org.
Okay.
I know, right? They're going to put it together and I'm sure it's going to just get bigger and bigger. Everybody wants to help. So all these people.
Well, I know New York City would maybe try to argue, but that is the LA, the home of the entertainment business.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is.
Absolutely. It's just, I mean, I'm looking at some of the stats here. It's just already, the devastation is just incredible. So this lineup has been announced. There are more to come, I'm sure. And there'll be all kinds of like special guests, they're calling them. People who will come in and make appeals. And there will be a live telethon that's going to stream on multiple YouTube and Twitch channels starting January 24th. So this is in addition. There'll be a whole telethon thing going on live. And there'll probably be more performances, et cetera, for that. But this big Fire Aid lineup, the double venue concert announcement is for the 30th of January. But yeah, the turnaround on this is actually incredible. And, you know, it needs to happen fast. They need the money. So that's that. Just a quick reiteration. It's good to know that some things will never change, I guess. Britney Spears, her eyes are still dead and she's still doing those weird dances over there on the Instagram. Mm. I got sucked into one today. How have I not had this on all morning? I guess we haven't been looking at any images, but the dancing is, she's got this dress. It looks like a $12 dress from like a fast fashion place. It's absolutely terrible. When she pulls it up, it's like white underneath. So it's like that stretchy fabric that's printed on one side and is just white on the other. She doesn't look sexy.
Oh, yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. It looks weird and dead. So there's this one part in this video where she's dancing and she pastes this smile on her face and her eyes are so dead. You actually think to yourself, oh, she might actually be dead. She might actually be dead. Like a zombie. Oh, and the look at her fingers. She's got like a big cut on her hand. Like, I look at the pasted on.
Well, okay. She's on meds, right? To control her.
You tell
whatever's
me.
Whatever's going on there. I mean, we all saw the picture of her with her head shaved, swinging an umbrella.
Yeah.
And you realize, oh, she has mental illness of some kind. Right?
Leave Brittany alone.
I'm not leaving her alone. Also, on the Traitors, which I don't know if you've gotten to that.
I haven't gotten
to that. Her ex-husband's on there. That Sam Asghari guy.
Oh.
He's...
Seems great.
He does?
If you like, you know, dull knives. He's fine. You know, he seems like a nice enough guy. Not a lot to say. Kind of a doof.
It's so funny. Nobody Hot knows body. Who he is. And then all of a sudden they're like, they get the buzz. Like, oh, that's Britney Spears' ex-husband?
Right.
Well, don't they say really good looking people don't have
Are
to develop?
Dumb.
No, yeah. That's not it.
That is true.
They don't have that. To. That's not what I was going for.
So stupid.
I don't have to necessarily develop as much of a personality because they can just stand there.
And then there's always exceptions to the rules.
Like you, Maddie.
Yes.
Oh, how do you do it? Yeah, it's these people. It's a disaster. Anyway, I just thought you might want to know what was going on with Britney. And it's the same old, same old, same old. She's still doing that one thing where she just dances and dances and everyone goes, what's she up to? I don't understand that.
You know what's weird?
What?
Because I'm looking at what she's wearing. I don't know why anyone would want to wear a long dress. If I wanted my legs covered, I would wear pants. And then if I want to, yeah, I'd either wear shorts or a shorter skirt or something. But the long dress just seems like, what is the point of that?
It's to make your thighs sweaty and stick together. I'm pretty sure that's what? Well, and she doesn't want to wear it either. I mean, she's practically taking it off in the whole thing. You're right about that. Nobody wants to wear it, including Britney Spears. Which, why did she even put that? I don't know.
You ever see
like
a lady
first.
In a sort of what she's wearing with the tight, it's not.
It's like a clingy.
Doesn't flare out.
Right.
It clings. And so your knees are banging against the skirt as your legs open when you walk.
Yes. It's pulling.
It's, yes. Yep.
As you walk Yuck. Along.
You've just offended all of our long dress wearing audience.
Well, I don't mean to.
Take it easy, maxi dress ladies. It's all right.
I've mostly noticed that it does seem like you're fighting against your clothing just to walk down the street.
Yeah. Well, that one's definitely got some stretch to it. So that's good news. Sometimes you see someone like something cotton, not something not stretchy, and you're thinking, oh, that's looking like it's drawn tightly across
some
you.
Battle.
Yeah. When she reaches out her hand, she reaches out. So we're talking about Britney Spears, who's doing one of those horrible dancing. Listen, things are going downhill, too, because she's moved it into the bathroom. There's no other lights on. No one is holding that camera. She's clearly alone in that house with a tripod and one of those crazy lights. Even as she backs up, she's out of the light. It's just, this whole thing is a disaster. But she puts her hand up and sort of like grabs at the camera. And she's got this big, like, I don't know, what's going on with her finger? It's like a big, like a blister that opened up.
I
don't know.
What's
she doing that she's getting any blisters?
I'm going to put it on the Facebook page.
All right. That sounds fun. Anyway, there you go. Britney Spears. She's still.
Does horseback riding give you blisters?
Sure. Absolutely.
Oh, maybe she's doing that.
Oh, maybe. Not usually on your hands. Those are more like on your legs and butt.
I mean, maybe she's a weightlifter.
Maybe. You know what? Maybe, Vin.
I can do it.
Yeah. But she really is going wild, that dress.
All right, I'm turning it off. You're getting
it would be great if you turned it off. I could look away. Drake is suing his own label for defamation. Oh, it's official. Drake is a huge baby. And he's mad about the Kendrick Lamar song, Not Like Us. He does call Drake a pedophile in that, but I mean, that's what these beef songs are about, like calling names and saying mean things. And Drake is not innocent. Drake does that stuff too. He says really mean things about other people, and now he's all bummed out and he's suing Universal, his own record company.
Oh,
I know. It's so sad. I just feel like, you know, honestly, sometimes it's better to just let things go because now you're a huge baby. Like, everybody who was already like, yeah, he's not like us. Okay, well, on with life. Thanks for telling us about that, Kendrick. And now he's going to sue and be all pouty and whiny about it. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. And maybe it's just that I don't like him at all in any way, shape, or form.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Let me check in with my feelings. I can't stand him.
It feels like you lack conviction. Are you sure you don't like Drake?
Just something about him. He just really bugs me. It might be the bad dancing and the terrible songs. I'm not sure what it is. I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
Doesn't Are you?
No, I'm not. Doesn't he give people money, though? Like, you hear about that. Like, he'll give someone 25 grand at a concert because they have a sign that says, I've got MS, help me.
I really think it feels staged.
Yeah.
A lot of things that you see video of are promotional videos.
Maybe he does stuff behind the scenes that's so charitable that I'd be like, you're a jerk, Sarah, for saying anything. How dare you? You're a bitch.
Having been in radio for a little while, and I mean this too, I used to absolutely do the things we'd say we were doing. I'd do them. I'd mm-hmm. be out in the street running yes. around. I would go on to yes. the movie sets. I would be in the downtown bus station. Yes. All that stuff I really did. And we used to get away with it. Then the lawyers got involved and started saying, you need to fake that.
Yeah.
You can't do that in real life. And I have no interest in that.
Right. You can't even take a phone call from someone who does it. You can't. You have to fake it. Like when you hear these, when you hear people doing these phony phone calls where they call in and they're, you know, somebody doesn't know that they're getting gotten.
It's
acted out. It is 100% acted out.
All of them.
Because legally you cannot do that.
Right.
Like there's no, and we all work for corporations now. There is no law department at any corporation that's going, no, that's okay. Go ahead.
Try that. Try it.
Let's see.
Also try calling people randomly and seeing how funny they are. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, they're not that funny.
But we used to do them. We would call like 100 people to get two funny people on the air.
That's true.
It's all fake, people.
It's all fake. Don't believe any of it. Anyway, I don't know. Drake may or may not be a pedophile, but he is suing over it. So there you go. So mad. Oh my God. Kendrick Lamar called me names and now I'm so mad about it. Let me get on my gigantic private jet and fly to my law office to let them know I want to sue. Big baby. Okay, what's coming up?
Swedish ping pong, nothing bunt cake, and more after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sorry, Vinny. Alice's morning show. Blow me one last kiss. Mwah. Hello, Friday. Hope you got a 3-day weekend. It'll be very nice. We're going to be enjoying that. You can get even more Sarah and Vinny tomorrow morning. It's the Saturday morning special, 6 to 10 a.m. every Saturday morning here on the Alice.
Don't sleep on our special.
No.
Very important.
Yeah, get up and listen.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Now,
so easy.
Go to your phone store, and there's the Odyssey app waiting for you to just download it. Log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be a winner of $5,000. Someone's
going to
get $5,000 every single day.
$5,000, man.
Come on, free money.
All right, man.
Mostly sunny today, although we are clouded over here in the city. So yeah. I guess that's the deal. Mostly sunny. Maybe it'll break through later. But we're in the low 60s temp-wise. NFL weekend, it's a biggie. There's two big games each day. Houston at Kansas City on Saturday at 1:30. Please, Houston.
Just take them
Kansas
out.
City. Kansas City, by the way, for those of you who give a crap about the NFL, they've won 2 Super Bowls in a row and are trying to make it 3.
Let's not let them. We don't want that.
It's a feat not performed before, and we don't want them to pull that off.
No, we don't.
Let it be us.
Let it be us.
Washington at Detroit, 5 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the L.A. Rams at Philadelphia at noon. And Baltimore at Buffalo.
Ballmer.
3:30 game time.
Go Commanders. Go Ballmer.
No updates on the fire at Moss Landing at the moment, but there was a big fire at a battery plant.
Storage place.
Right over in Moss Landing. If you live in the area, you know the two, I don't know what they refer to those things, smokestacks.
Yeah,
smokestacks. Okay, well, whatever. That's the spot.
Like a stovepipe, but that didn't feel right.
So anyway, the initial report was stay in your house, shut your windows, close your vents. Now they're saying it's not that bad, but check your air quality in the area, especially if you are a runner or a cyclist or someone who needs to get out and
you're
going to
be taking some deep breaths out there.
The initial concern and continues to be is there's a lot of farming and a lot of crops out there.
Yes.
So whenever there's some kind of...
That's getting into your food.
Yeah, well, or that food. Yeah, and then that food has to be destroyed. And that's bad for business.
Yep.
So our fingers are crossed, and let's hope that's not the case. All right. Next story. This is one, I'm going to just mention it, and then I'll give you sort of the Indeed.com. You've heard of Indeed.
Sure, absolutely.
You need a new job. Indeed, I do.
Indeed, I do.
You know that one. Indeed.com/career advice, best jobs 2025. I just thought I'd read a couple of these, but that's where you should go if you'd like to know what are the hot jobs right now.
All right.
A veterinarian.
Oh, well,
number one.
That is, take some training.
Over 1,000. Well, yeah. But I mean, that's if you're looking in at your life right now and thinking, what should I train in that might have job openings?
That might be the one.
This could be the one. There's 1,000, over 1,000 jobs open for vets.
Wow.
And by the way.
Yes.
I want to mention for that job in particular, just because you love animals, because I love animals too, do you have the stomach to help injured animals?
Right. You're going to see animals at their worst. Like, that's the thing about vets too. No animal goes to the vet and then is like, I can't wait to go back there again. Mm. They're so bummed out at the vet. And that's, I'm sure, a real rub for a lot of these people who are really trying to help animals.
Care.
They love animals.
They went into it because they love them.
Right.
Sales representative is number two.
Oh.
Sales. You always got to have people who are in sales.
You can have the best product in the world if you don't have anybody out there selling it.
Physician, civil engineer, estimator.
Oh, an estimator.
An attorney. Anyway.
Could that be an insurance estimator or something?
Maybe. Mm. Yeah, maybe. Let me see what it tells me.
An estimator.
Oh,
I estimate it's about 30 feet to that door over there.
Project estimator.
Oh.
Full-time roof estimator.
As in, what will it cost to do this?
Estimator.
somebody to give bids on projects.
Ah, interesting. I've never even heard of that.
Well, now we know.
Imagine that.
That seems fun. You go out there, you scratch your, give his little temple a little scratch, and go, you know what? I estimate this will cost $50,000. I'm going to write that down. Here's your bid.
Lots of engineers on this list, by the way. Different kinds, but yeah. Lots of them.
Engineering degrees. People who like math.
Well, there are some of the smartest people in the world work right here in Silicon Valley. Mm. And they have that engineer brain where they are so smart. They're like, only I can do this. But they're also so engineer brained, they have no people skills whatsoever. Yeah. But because they're so smart, they're given the boss title.
Yeah.
And so I've seen some really weird things where I'm like, they put that guy in charge of people.
There should be a people person. And then there should be the engineer brain guy.
That made sense to that guy.
Yeah. Well.
Like to literally say to everyone, none of you can do this. I'll take care of it. Good job. Yeah. Way to be a boss.
Well, you know what? Thank you. I will take the day off. What? With pay.
Engineer brains. Well, they're special in every possible way. I mean that as
a
compliment. Yep. No, we do. They're the smartest people in the world. They work right here, right down the street.
And by the way, I mean, people skills, so overrated. None of our kids are going to have them. Let's be real about that. The engineers, you just want to be an engineer. You're not going to talk to anybody anyway. It's all via email or something. Mind control.
Swedish
take this out in post.
I'll take that out.
Swedish table tennis enthusiasts.
Oh, what's the difference between regular table tennis and Swedish table tennis?
They're from Sweden.
So they use meatballs?
No.
Oh.
They're just from Sweden.
Meatballs and frying pans?
Emil Olsen and Fredrik Nilsson.
Okay, well, tell us all about it.
Set a new record for the longest table tennis rally lasting 13 hours, 37 minutes, and 6 seconds.
Wow. That is actually quite amazing. We stood still like robots and just kept moving our hand in the same exact way, and somehow the meatball and the frying pan made it all happen for us.
They trained for 4 months.
Yeah.
In order to break this record.
13 hours of that. God, my wrist already hurts just thinking about it.
Mm. Tuxameka for that story. That's thank you in Swedish.
What?
Say that again. Tuxameka. I was like, what is Tuxameka?
My first words when I was a baby were tuk tuk, which is thank you, because my grandmother was Swedish, so.
You're a Swedish Italian guy.
You know
Swedish
your Italian. First words?
Yeah.
Do you know your first words?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Really?
Our mothers didn't care about
it. Well, I guess because mine was kind of interesting that my first words were thank you, and it was in Swedish. Mm. So I guess that's probably why my mom.
He was actually going,
probably.
Like, oh, listen, he just said thank you. What a wonderful child
I've
we have.
I've always been chatty.
Surprise.
Real quick, this is from the nation's restaurant news.
Oh, I do like restaurants.
Breaking news? Or?
America's favorite chains, the 10 most beloved restaurants. And I'm really surprised at the list. That's why Texas Roadhouse comes in at number 10.
Oh, my niece, Emily, she's a manager at a Texas Roadhouse. Ding, ding, shame. Go, Emily.
Bahama Breeze.
Never heard
Island
of it.
Grill.
I have never heard of that.
Me neither. Comes in at number 9.
These are America's favorite
chain restaurants.
How did Bahama Breeze beat Texas Roadhouse?
Smoothie King.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. They're big in South.
Oh. Yeah, they're big somewhere, but not here.
In New Orleans, the arena is Smoothie King Arena.
Right.
Oh, my God.
That the basketball team plays in.
Yeah.
Never heard of them. Okay.
Like, we have Jamba Juice here. I guess Smoothie King
it's the
would
same
be the...
No, kind of thing?
But the same kind of thing, but...
Yeah. Basically.
I love smoothies. I used to work at a smoothie restaurant.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
They had them back then? Way back then?
They did. Yeah. I had to do a food handling course to make you smoothies.
Did you have to manually do them back then?
I'm not sure what you mean.
They had electricity and...
Yeah. Did they have blenders?
It's an old joke.
Fogo de Chao. Don't know it.
Yeah, Brazilian.
My freaking God. You got to be kidding me. I've never heard of... So far, 3 or 4 of the top 10.
At number 6, America's
Where's
favorite
Applebee's?
Chain restaurants, the Capitol Grill.
Oh.
You heard it?
I feel like I've heard of the Capitol Grill, but I didn't know it was a chain.
Yeah, they're
Tropical Smoothie Cafe comes in at number 5. Again,
two smoothie restaurants.
I'm doing this list because I don't know any of these restaurants.
Oh my
Seasons 52.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of that one.
okay, this one's funny because Dutch Bros Coffee is at number 3 in America's favorite chains. And Dutch Bros is in Oregon. That's when I was working there. Yeah. Dutch Bros was a drive-through coffee shack that you'd go through, and they don't have drip. So every coffee that, or didn't, they may do it differently now.
They don't have it sitting there.
So you would order a coffee. I'll have a black coffee, and you would get an Americano.
Oh.
Which is espresso.
With water.
And hot water.
Right.
That's their coffee.
And you like that?
No.
Oh.
I'm just telling
you
what
it is. So you're saying this is not your favorite coffee place.
I liked it okay, but I mean, you know, how about just a drip coffee? Just give me a regular old.
Nope, don't they? Not Dutch Brothers.
At number 2, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
I did not even know that was a chain.
Oh, yeah.
And at number 1, America's favorite chains, number 1, the most beloved restaurant, Nothing Bundt Cake.
Oh, I think there's a Nothing Bundt Cake near me. I love Bundt Cake. And they're delicious. But they do a lot of those cream cheese ones, which I don't love. So I always have to specifically say.
What don't you like about cream cheese?
I don't like cream cheese frosting. I don't like cream cheese. I know you do. I know. That's why I don't like carrot cake. No. No, thank you.
You don't like what? Nope.
Yeah, and don't please stop ruining red velvet cake with cream cheese ice cream.
That's what you put on it.
No.
Well, that's what you. Ugh. What?
I don't want it. Thanks, though. Thank you, but no.
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about not like lady cream cheese. Are you guys not following
everything?
This?
Like, well, I mean, maybe there's not. Is there butter in cream cheese?
I think cream cheese is no, but it is dairy. I don't think it's buttery though. I think it's just cheesy. It's got that yucky cheesecake taste. Cheese. Ugh.
But yucky cheesecake?
Yeah. I don't listen. Sometimes you do get a good piece of cheesecake, but it's got that taste I do not like. Cheese.
The cheesecake taste.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like and I'll take cream cheese on a bagel. I can do that. But I don't like your cream cheese with like sugary ice. I don't like it. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's not something I would ever select if there were other options. I'd be like anything else. I'll take the sand cake over the carrot cake.
I just don't know who you are anymore.
Just let it go, man. I think you're really focusing too heavily on this. I can't be alone. 800-400-3697. There's going to be people who are like, yeah, stop ruining red velvet. Just put, what's wrong with buttercream frosting? Why is it going to have cream cheese in it to ruin everything? Ugh.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Vinny, Fogo de Chao is in Santana Row now. Very good. Oh. I'll go there.
What is it? It sounds almost like a Chinese place.
No, it's Brazilian Steakhouse.
Oh. Huh.
Dutch Bros now in Concord. The lines are long. Deb, Concord app.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks.
Dutch
for
Bros is huge in the Sacramento area. Oh boy, this thing's just lots of new stuff rolling in.
Is it filling up with people saying, "Yeah, Sarah's right about terrible, terrible cream cheese ice cream icing"?
Nobody has your back.
No,
that's not true. You guys are lying to me now.
They're sending pitchforks and flaming sticks.
Stop it. You mean torches?
Yeah. Torches, I can't listen. I will never listen anymore.
Flaming sticks.
You know, with something flammable wrapped around the end of it, and they've lit it on fire. That kind of flaming stick.
Dutch Bros in the East Bay always has long lines. Look at that. But it is a drive through, or it was.
Oh.
That was its thing, as you pull through so you could stay in your car.
That's always nice.
I don't know.
Not having to move around. That's convenient. That was the beginning of the end, I think, for Americans. The first drive-thrus. It's like, you don't even have to get out of your car. You just.
Hey, guys, did you notice Britney's shoe strap is broken and flapping around while she dances? So sad. Oh, Britney, Daniel,
yeah,
Devoto, the app.
There really is something going on with her. Like, I really feel like that's just not going to end well. And it ain't going to take too long either.
How. 415, thank you so much.
What is it?
How did Vin get fired from the smoothie place? Acid? Blown up vacuum? No, I didn't get fired from there. I was actually, I was working in radio at the time and was doing multiple other jobs for my radio habit.
Yep.
And that was one of the many jobs I did there for a minute while I was, again, trying to make this happen.
We have a job available if anybody wants one. It's a kind of an entry level position, but you're working with the morning show. You'd be working with us every day, and you can find the listing at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I actually have a couple jobs open right now. We need peeps.
415 says, pirate killer, I bet your first word was arg.
He's quite the seaman.
Thank you. All right, do we have a game? Or
We do have a game.
I was just waiting for someone to agree with Sarah, not one text.
No. Everybody please. Said you're wrong.
Don't, you're liars. I know they're rolling in. Thanks for the support, you guys.
925. Cream cheese frosting is the best.
No.
All right, everybody.
Go ahead. All right.
Okay, so we were talking eggs earlier. Eggs are in the news. So we're going to do a little egg quiz.
All right.
Egg quiz. Egg quiz.
We'll start with Sarah, since she has such bad taste in
dessert.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sarah, which country is famous for its century eggs preserved for several weeks to months? Japan, China, or Korea?
I would have said Vietnam. I will say China.
I also will say China.
You both are correct.
All right.
Whoops, sorry.
Oh.
Turned the wrong one up, everybody. All right. Vinny, what is the name of a Japanese rolled omelet often served in sushi? Is it tamagoyaki, okonomiyaki, or katsu?
I don't feel like you're pronouncing any of
those. I'm not.
Correctly. I don't feel like it. I feel like I know the answer to this, and it's you didn't pronounce it right.
I'm going to say B, Bob.
I'm going to say A.
A is correct. How do you pronounce it correctly then, Sarah?
Isn't it tamago or tamago?
Yeah, see? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's not what you said.
He got you there, though.
That is true. Okay, so I got a point for that, right?
Yes.
Great. I do like winning.
What common baking ingredient is made by mixing egg yolks with oil and an acid like vinegar? Is it hollandaise, mayonnaise, or aioli?
That's mayonnaise.
Hollandaise.
Sorry, Vin, it is mayonnaise.
Oh, fudge.
How many calories does a large egg approximately contain? Is it 50 calories, 70 calories, or 90 calories?
Vinny first.
No,
on
is this me?
Yes.
90
you,
calories.
I'll also say 90.
You both are wrong. It's 70 calories.
Mm. Oh, wow. I always thought it was 100 calories in an egg. Mm. But that must be because I added butter.
What famous structure in London is nicknamed the Gherkin, but resembles an egg? Is it the Shard, 30 Street Mary Axe, or the Tower of London?
30 Street Mary Axe.
The Tower of London.
Sorry, it is 30 Street Mary Axe.
Well, I knew it wasn't the Shard, and definitely not the Tower of London.
I don't know any of those things.
I feel like I've crushed this.
According to evolutionists,
oh,
which came first, the chicken or the egg? Chicken, egg, or both at the same time?
Both at the same time.
Egg.
And he's correct, it is egg. But I believe that is not enough for him.
Yeah.
Whoops, let me get this turned up. I got a big turn.
Sarah wiped the floor with you.
Sarah won the game of trivia. I guess she wiped the floor with you.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app so you can win $5,000. We want that for you. And don't forget, there are more Bottle Rock 3-day passes, a pair at 12:05 and again with Jane at 5:05. If you have a long weekend, congratulations. That's wonderful. If it's just a regular weekend or if you're working all weekend, also have a nice time and hopefully the weather will clear up. Vinny, are you going to surf on your way home?
I'm going to try.
All right. We'll see you back here next week.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.